And Prabhupada once said that when people say, oh, your disciples, a bunch of fanatics, and they just say so many offensive things to people. And I'm here to say that's true. I've done that so many times, hopefully less, as time goes on. But Prabhupada said, oh, please, what they have is so valuable, they're so protective of it. So don't mind it, please, you forgive them. If they, you know, that was his way of dealing with it. Once, the first time I went to India, Prabhupada got our visas for us. You see, more affectionate than a father. He got our visas. He goes to the Indian embassy and got visas for 30 devotees. I was part of that group. And while there, he blasted the Indian ambassador. Just blasted him. And then he came out. And he'd never had a 7-Up before. And he was thirsty. And this is in New York. There's some guy like selling pretzels on the street, Italianizes, 7-Up, and Prabhupada says, do they have Limca? And they go, no, Prabhupada didn't have Limca, but they had a soda drink called 7-Up. You know? And, all right, and they gave him, Prabhupada's drinking, you know, pouring in his mouth, and he goes, do you think that I spoke too strongly? And everyone's, oh no, Prabhupada, you know, what you said, you know. You know, like, but everyone was thinking, God, did he blast that guy? You know? No Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, yes, it was strong. He said, I can do that. I'm an old man. They'll take it from me. He goes, but if you do that, they will beat you. Because he knew, whatever he did, we're going to imitate that. Then we're 30, we're going to march in and blast the Indian ambassador. Because we're disciples of Prabhupada. So he's cautioning us not to imitate him. But he wanted that, like, we would go to India. And he said, they may think you're like white, dancing white elephants, but they'll all come to see the dance of the white elephants. Like Janardhan Maharaj was there, and so many other, Sagar Maharaj, and the people, they would listen from us. They're going away from their culture, but seeing these young, like middle-class, aristocratic white kids from America, they're taking to Krishna consciousness, then they think, we better look at it again.